Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Daryl Clark, and, well, again, you are at the right place at the right time. We thank you for staying with us. We're starting a few minutes behind or later than normal, which is about 6:30 or 6:40. However, it'll be well worth the wait. We're going to get right into the program. For those of you on the mail list, you know who our special guest is opening up the program this evening, and that will be the one and only Dr. Glenn Mendoza, a.k.a. Master Glenn, as he's respectfully referred to. And just to give a little bit of background on Dr. Mendoza, Dr. Mendoza is a pranic healer, one of only a few in the world. He is a meditation expert, a specialist in astrology, He is a counselor. He's an author. He's been on our program many, many times. I consider him a partner of Progressive News Weekly. So let's get right into it. As we do have a full moon approaching, and Master Glenn has been so gracious over the years to join us, especially during that full moon period where there's so much to be said and experienced. So without further ado, Master Glenn, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, how are you?
On the program.
Master Glenn, I'm just so grateful that you're here.
Hello?
Daryl? At work. So let's get right to it. And if you can, because I know you have a short window, you're going to be traveling shortly in the friendly skies. And we start off this for this month talking about the fact that there is a full moon coming up, and that this full moon happens to be coming under the astrological attributes of a Scorpio, I believe?
Yes, Scorpio.
So can we talk a little bit about that full moon of Scorpio and why the relationship between the full moon and Scorpio might have some relevance? Take the mic from here.
Okay. Actually, you are in the month of October, from October 24 to November 22nd. Those of you whose birthdays are in that cusp or time zones are usually the Scorpio. The Scorpio is actually an interesting sign. It's one of the, I would say, the more difficult sign because of its intensity. The full moon is actually on November 4, on Friday at 1:22 a.m. So the full moon, since ancient times, people have been meditating during the full moon. When you say the full moon, the face of the moon is actually facing the earth, and the illumination of the sun makes this big, nice orb, as we can see now. You see a very round orb, which you call the full moon. The question is, why do we have to meditate on the full moon? It's been said that there's a strong energy on during the time of the full moon. It's related to astronomy, wherein the energy of the sun is actually magnified in a certain way as it emanates its energy onto Earth. So usually during this time, we figure out that it's an auspicious time to meditate because of its high intensity energy, and at the same time magnifies the positive qualities of Scorpio. So we are looking at the sun sign of Scorpio, which is actually the more intense. So during the full moon, you have the energy, a tremendous amount of energy from the sun, magnifying the good and not so good things. Like any other fertilizer, when the sun energy, or during this at this point in time, usually is magnified like a fertilizer, it makes the grass greener. But at the same time, the weeds are also can be seen. Also, they grow. So during the full moon, you could see there's a lot of traffic, so they say. The emergency rooms are busy. We have one person from Brooklyn, actually, here in New York, during the full moon, they said, I don't know, I live in the next to a psychiatric hospital, and somehow it's just crazy during the full moon. So what I'm saying was that usually the negative or not so good are magnified also, but we're just focused on the positive qualities. So on the positive qualities, what are the positive qualities of Scorpio? Number one, they're passionate. When some people will say, oh, it's Scorpio, they allude to sex, but by and large, their passion is everything that they do. Their work, their family, their intensity. So they're very intense people. by and large because of their passion. Number one, they're sensitive also. They're mysterious in a certain way. We say that they're good detectives. CSI, they could detect some of the mysterious and secretive at the same time. So those are the qualities of Scorpio. They're intuitive at the same time. And what else? They are basically one of the loyal signs in the astrological family. They could be loyal if they are attached to you and they like you, but they could be the most intense enemy once you cross them. So by and large, Scorpio is a good sign. It's ruled by the planet Mars, which is the god of war in the ancient astrology, but at the same time, it's ruled also by Pluto. In modern astrology, it's the lord of death and rebirth. So by and large, with a Scorpio, they could have a birth and rebirth. They could have intensity. Everything that they could move forward. Things that they have to do in their lives, they move forward. They are give them work. They're sensitive to the work. They're passionate and intense, as I mentioned, to the work. And that those are, when we meditate, it will be magnified. For those who are Scorpio, they're already good. The good things will be magnified. But for us, usually we could get those qualities also of the Scorpio when we meditate during the full moon. So how do you meditate? Usually we meditate during the full moon. We're going to have it tomorrow at the Center for Pranic Healing. I'd like everybody to log in at www.pranichealing.com, and it will give you into the full moon tab there. So by and large, I think it's a good time to meditate. And what else? What are the good things? It's translated to group meditation. It's translated to group service. We want to bless Mother Earth. There will be a tremendous amount of energy during this meditation. And you could bless Mother Earth. You could bless your family, your loved ones, your projects, your workplace. So you're using this energy during the full moon to project and emanate it through your work and things that you need to do. It's a full moon meditation is a very, very, it's not new agey, but actually it's an ancient technology. By and large, it's a science. People think that this is a spiritual belief. It's not a spiritual belief. Nor it is a religion. It's basically energy, understanding the science of energy. So if you understand the science of energy, then people could actually navigate their destiny, navigate their lives, navigate their businesses in understanding the astrological signs and its effect in our lives.
You said that it's the science of energy. A Master Glenn, science of energy.
Yeah, we look at energy in Pranic Healing. We are involved with energy. Energy is everything, and everything is energy. That's what I always say. And by and large, astrological sign, when you meditate, we tap into a divine energy. And this energy we could use, we could utilize appropriately. In goodness, we could actually navigate our destiny, navigate our lives smoothly. So that's how I look at it. I'm open for any questions or whatever you want, Daryl.
So coming back to the sun sign of Scorpio, and of course it is a sun sign as opposed to rising sign or other things like in terms of astrological. characteristics, and hopefully we'll get to talk about some of those things in the future. But talking about the sun sign, the sun being a strong source of energy, when we affiliate signs, we think of, you know, the night, the constellations, but really the energy is coming from the sun.
Yes, the sun, the solar energy emanating from the sun actually is magnified by the specific constellation involved in that particular. These are ancient, the ancient Greeks and ancient astronomers are aware of this. And what happened was that we incorporated in such a way that we could make use of it as part of energy work to improve our lives, always for positive.
So back to some of the attributes. You said the sign of Scorpio was a special sign. Can you just elaborate on that? What makes that so special?
They were saying ancient wisdom said that Scorpios, those who are born in Scorpio, are warriors. Actually, not warriors. In the olden time, when you say victory, you will say victory in terms of a battlefield. When you say a warrior, they're going to war. But by and large, the Scorpio intensity is actually the war is within oneself. To control one's inner self. So there are different knowledge base that people get to do. They were saying was that the first step of knowledge is knowledge of our physical knowledge, emotional knowledge, and mental knowledge. They were saying was we have what we call the lunar bodies. They call these lunar bodies the physical body, our physical body, our emotions, wherein we have emotions in our life, and our mental body, which is the repository of our knowledge and ideas. So by and large, a person in the path usually will have knowledge of this. We have to understand who we are, how we behave, how we react, how our mind works, our subconscious mind works, our conscious mind or our superconscious mind. Then the next level of knowledge is actually, they were saying, is a soul knowledge, the knowledge of the soul. So people will get to know what is the soul that we are talking about. And as one goes into the spiritual path, people will get to know that, oh, there's higher, there's divine knowledge. And usually this divine knowledge are those who are hungry for more. More spiritual truths and more spiritual knowledge, and they're able to do that. The Scorpio is said to be one of the aspirants in trying to control oneself and understand the one's life, one's soul, and one's purpose in relation to the divine plan.
Okay, so I asked because you say, and I'm going to see if I can get another 2 minutes here. You say
sure.
During full moon, and I've experienced that anyone can utilize the attributes of that particular sign. So, for example, I'm a Cancer. So if there are certain attributes of a Scorpio that I truly would believe I really want to utilize, especially say during this particular time for a given project or a mindset or situation, I'm able to utilize those attributes during this time because of the energy?
Yes, because it's in the air. It's called like zeitgeist. The sign of Scorpio is in the air. The positive qualities are in the air, and it's emanating because of the, as we said, the energy of the sun is magnified. And as those of us who are not Scorpio, I am not the Scorpio, I'm Sagittarius. So what happened? Oh, we like what you said, I would like the intensity of Scorpios. They're intense in their work. They are focused in their work, and they get done. They're one of the most hardworking signs because there's a lot of crisis. It's, in fact, people were saying was that Scorpio is the sign of crisis. They just go one crisis after another, and they do well on that. And that's what sometimes other signs would like to emulate, the intensity and the power and the energy of a Scorpio.
Wow. Okay. So what those would be the top attributes, would say, for getting back to those attributes. For a Scorpio, then,
yes. Daryl?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. I missed you on that one.
Yeah, so again, those attributes, as we say, that are available to us would be, again, what for Scorpio, for our listeners' sake?
The Scorpio, the positive qualities and attributes of Scorpio, number one is intensity, loyalty, passion in the work, passion in life. They have they're intuitive. They are secretive in some form, and they're very intelligent in their approach into problems. Very logical.
Logical, yes, yes, yes. For those of us who know Scorpios, I'm sure that we can see some of those qualities in those that we know. And that's the interesting part about astrology. Oh, individuals know some of the attributes that and I'm assured you're going to be traveling. I want to base on. Did you say the meditation this month, the global meditation, is on Friday or Saturday? Esther Glenn?
I missed that. Yes.
Yeah. When
that.
Is the global meditation this month? Is it tomorrow or Saturday?
Actually, tomorrow, on November 3 at 7:30 in the evening. I want everybody to go to PranikingUSA.com. That's a website. And just navigate into the full moon meditation. And we'll talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about Scorpio, which we discussed today. Another level which we're going to do is love and lack of love. I gave a relationship healing workshop in Baltimore last week, and one of the things that came up on that was that it's a lack of love in the world. We talked about energy, and energy by and large has something to do with lack of love. We know when energy is flowing in our body, we are healthy. If energy is working in our smoothly in our organs, it's smooth and we are healthy, and well-being is magnified. Energy is moving, and there's harmony in the family. It's good. So we realize lack of love. Hunger is lack of love. Poverty is lack of love. Violence is lack of love. This terrorist, destruction is lack of love. So we are basically, the meditation that I did with a group was that we put love in ourselves. We put love in our whole being. We put love in our actually cellular, atomic, and subatomic particles, our isotopes, our protons, our neutrons, our electrons. So by and large, we have love in all our aspects of it. And after that, we become a light. We become light. We become love, and we project this to our family, to our work. Then we project this to people we're having difficult times. Because people who are having who are negative are actually they lack of love. So I operated on that aspect of lack of love. It's a short discourse, but I think it's something that we need for harmony. Like even in our country, there must be understanding. Look, we just had a terrorism in New York City after what 16 years, 11 years, and what happened was that I take that as lack of love. People who have hatred, there's lack of love. And that is important. So something to do with the intensity of Scorpio and something to do with incorporating and putting in, infusing love, let that love emanate. And, of course, the love we start with is from our heart. So we emanate that loving energy through all our cells, our whole being, atomic, subatomic. Then we become a being of love. Then we share that with our family. Then our family becomes a point of love, and we extend this to our friends and our society and our city. It's just a way of sort of harmonizing and guiding us into positivity, trust, harmony, goodness. That's my point.
Okay. This is going to be very interesting. I look forward to the meditation tomorrow evening, 7:30, chronichealingusa.com. That is .com, correct?
Yes.
.org. All right. Well, I know you'll be traveling. Safe, enjoyable travels to you. I'm taking the time out this evening. Share with us. Yo.
Thank you.
And all those attributes that all of us can utilize. And one of the best ways to utilize it would be through meditation?
Yes. Through meditation, we connect with the higher source, with the divine. We connect with the higher source, and we connect with our inner core and our very essence. To me, that's more important, too.
I didn't quite catch that.
No. As we meditate, we connect with our inner core. Our inner core is connected with the bigger core, the universal core. And by tapping into this energy, we are actually tapping into a bottomless, endless energy that we can utilize to make our lives better.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. I'm hoping that everyone will join in to the meditation. There are hundreds or thousands from around the country will be joining in to the meditation. And I know I certainly will be. It's always enlightening. And fulfilling when I join the meditation. And we'll continue to talk about this, Dr. Mendoza. Truly appreciate, again, the time. I know you're en route to
your
destination. So thank you for joining us again. And hopefully we'll be listening to you in the guided meditation tomorrow evening. Thanks. Thank you again for joining us.
Okay. Godspeed, Daryl. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks. That was an impromptu visit by Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Of course, those of you who are on the mail list know that we have scheduled our own resident numerologist who is going to be headlining the program this evening, and he's with us. Right now in virtual studio, and it's always a pleasure to have Dr. Craig Wright to join us. It's always enlightening. I've seen over the years many who have truly been impacted by his insight, his knowledge, his acumen, his dedication, compassion. And so tonight, again, put on your seatbelts. because Dr. Craig Wright is in studio. For those of you who are new, and I'm so pleased to say that every week that we always have new listeners to Progressive News Weekly, Dr. Craig Wright is a noted numerologist, respected nationally for his acumen in understanding numbers, at theology. He's a metaphysicist, and we can actually talk a little bit about that this evening as well, because I have had questions with regard to that. But suffice it to say, for mine, having come to know Dr. Wright over the years, above all, he is a humanitarian. He is truly someone who cares about humanity. And he speaks simply truth. He does not operate out of fear. He operates out of courage and faith. And so we really care about Dr. Wright for that and appreciate him. And as usual, Dr. Wright will be taking your calls. He truly enjoys assisting and giving people insight and enlightenment as to the possibilities for themselves and their loved ones. He's truly a man that loves his work. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you the next voice that you hear will be Dr. Craig Wright, who is a noted numerologist, author, and counselor. As I said, he has a PhD in metaphysics and has earned a psychology degree and understands both religion and philosophy in depth. So this is a treat, folks, and we really want to appreciate that. I see some of you have got your call queue in. I didn't even get a chance to give you the offer. For those of you who want to ask a question of Dr. Wright, you'll press 1 on your dial right now. You'll press 1 on your dial right now, and that is if you have not called in through your phone and you came in through the computer, you'll dial 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And see here, looks like our line dropped with Dr. Wright, which gives some others a chance to tune in. So let's see if we can get Dr. Wright back with us and see what's going on there. Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. Dr. Wright? I believe Dr. Wright is in studio. So I'm going to see if we can bridge him in. Dr. Wright, are you there? Dr. Wright, can
yes,
you hear
I
us? All right.
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Very good. So, don't know if you heard the intro. I hope I did not misrepresent. But I want to offer for those who are tuning in to ask a question of or a comment for Dr. Wright, if you haven't already done so, dial 347-838-9142. If you've already dialed that number to get into the program, simply press 1 on your dial. And our engineer and producer, Craig Cecil McDaniel, will pick up and bridge you into the program. So, again, you'll press 1 on your dial if you have a question for Dr. Wright. I see folks are already queuing in. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly, Dr. Wright.
Hi, Darrell. Always a pleasure.
Yes. So, I'd like to start with a recap, which is always so interesting to do with you. Looking back at October, and I remember, I believe it was in September, that we had some dialogue about what October would look like in terms of the possibilities. Can you just give us a little bit of a recap with regard to what October, the numbers said about October, and that would be sort of a foundation for our listeners to look back and say, I wonder if that's what that month really looked like for me. So can you just give us a high-level recap of what the numbers said was in store for October before we go into what November and December may appear to be like?
Sure. Well, we start with the year 2017, 2 plus 0 plus 17. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Oh.
Yeah, I know there was a little beep.
Year.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Okay. I think I had you on two lines. Dr. Wright, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, I think I had another. We had
press
6. You.
To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to just defer to our engineer.
To replay your message, press 1.
Oh.
To delete and re-record your...
There. All right, Dr. Wright. I think we've resolved that. Yeah, I think we had connected to your voicemail. All right, so let's get to it. You said start with the year.
2017. When we add 2 plus 0 plus 17, it equals 19. So that's the umbrella for the entire year, and we add each month to the number 19 to determine its influence. So we're going to, for October, we add 10 to 19, which is 29, and that's the number 11. And the number 11 on the positive side is always about truth, light, and wisdom. The 11 is also associated with, because it's a number of light, it's associated with revealing things that are going on beneath the surface, things that are going on that we cannot see. The 11 produces a high level energy, which if used positively, can enhance spirituality, musical ability, and entrepreneurial skills. But on the negative side, the negative side of light is darkness. So we have throughout history some very dark personalities operating under that number 29. I believe I gave Adolf Hitler as an example of that.
Yeah, I do remember. So you had that dichotomy of light versus darkness for October of 2017.
Well, that dichotomy, yes, that dichotomy exists. It's the very nature of our society. On the second day, God divided the light from the darkness. So every vibration has a duality, if you will. And the number 29 is the vibration of light. So yes, light versus darkness really comes to the fore, so people can either achieve greatness, or for some people, the number 11 just can lead to some insane acts. And as you see, we're still dealing with some of that as we just start to move into November. Still got some fanatics out there going off.
I didn't catch that. You say going into November.
Well, I said as you see, as we're moving You see, there's still some remnants. We have some remnants. I'm referring to that which is going on in New York.
Yes, yes. That's a carryover from October.
Exactly.
I was going to ask you about that, actually. Yeah, last month we were talking about the beginning of the month when we had the disaster with Las Vegas event. And you had mentioned that related as well, that disastrous event. And you really enlightened us last month. For those who missed Dr. Wright, that was October 5th. Go to the archives, because you took us a little not deep sea fishing, but you took us beyond wading, because you broke it. You broke something down that we hadn't done before when you broke down the day, the time of the day. And you had said between 6 p.m. and midnight was a 29. And that's where you expressed that possibility of darkness can exist. And that was about the time frame that incident took place in Las Vegas. But you said that there are four, I guess, cycles in a day that we can be aware of if we wanted to look into this at another level, these numbers. So this carryover that's going on right now into November, is that something that will carry over through November, or typically it's as one energy numerologically speaking, phases out, another one phases in?
Well, yes, that's how it works. It's remnants of last month, because we're still in the early stages of this month. But we're moving into a new energy, so we're leaving the number 29 and we're moving into the number 30 for the month of November. And the number 30 is a symbol for work completed, celebration, happiness. It's a number of great abundance. And like all numbers with the zero, the God force is behind the number 3. 3 stands for expression. 0 is a symbol for God. So that's the energy that we're going to start to experience. It's going to get stronger and stronger as we progress through the month. Projects that we've been working on can reach their fullest expression during the month. If the work has been done well, rewards will come in abundance. It's a number 30 month. 3 + 0 = 3. And the number 3 is a symbol for abundance. Jesus tipped off when he was asked, "Why are you here, Master?" And he told his disciples he was here that you would have life more abundantly. And the story of Jesus is about, of course, the number 3. He was sought by 3 wise men, denied by 3 sleeping disciples. His main boy denied him 3 times before the rooster could crow. He was betrayed, and I put that in quotes, by 30 pieces of silver, because a 0 means God was behind that act that Jesus expressed. And, of course, we celebrate Easter because he arose on the 3rd day. So the number 3 stands for abundance. So we can expect abundance this month. People have been waiting for raises, or people have been waiting for checks. People have been waiting for money. Anyone who's had a seed that they've planted and they've just been waiting and waiting for it to sprout, this is the month it will do so. The energies connected with the number 30 are also will affect the home and domestic relationships. So marriage can blossom. Those in relationships, those relationships can be enhanced. Those who are looking for romance will find November to be very fruitful for them. It's a time of expression as well. The 3 stands for expression. So people who are involved in the arts get a shot in the arm. This is a great time for singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything of an artistic bent, the vibrations of November will enhance all creative activities. Because the zero is there, Daryl, an interest in philosophical or metaphysical disciplines can also be expressed during this time. It's a very spiritual time because the zero is behind the three. So mind-stimulating arts such as meditation, studying numerology or astrology, very fruitful and very helpful during the month of November. Again, all vibrations have a light side and a dark side because God separated light from darkness before he formed the earth. So that's the type of environment we have here. But even the negative side of the number 30 can only bring a slight delay or diminishing of the good qualities that I expressed before. So even at its worst, the number 30 seems to offer only good. So we're going to start to see a turnaround, great joy, harmony, peace, love, romance, and the rewards of work well done. So that's what we can expect in November.
Reward for work well done in the past. And so maybe folks will have something to be thankful for come the end of the month for this Thanksgiving month.
Yes.
To work in.
Very much so. Very much so. It's a feasting and celebrating type energy. The reward for prolonged endeavor. Things you've been working on a long time finally reach their fullest expression in November.
Oh, boy. Well, before we go into some of the line of questioning and talk a little bit about December, we have a caller, Ohio. Oh, okay. I recognize some of these first because I get some of the digits, and this is a familiar. So, Cosmic Beauty out of Ohio, you have the line.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm so glad to talk to you. I had a question for you before you even got started, and then when you started talking about the number three, I said, dang, he's like right there where I was at. But my question is a little more serious, and it says, if I could put it right, with the United States and the world, what number is circulating over us or that now that has to do with the climate of what's going on, including the catastrophes, and especially denoting the catastrophes, God's catastrophes with the weather and the winds, and that's as close as I can get to it, and the acting out of people that are killing people. And what number, if there is one that is circulating that promotes or is has something to do with that? I'm asking it the best I can. Like, what number is circulating or running around that portrays the way people are acting now?
I understand
bad things, super
your question.
Bad things.
I understand your question.
Okay,
I understand
you,
your question.
You.
I understand exactly what you're asking, okay?
Okay.
And the number that's influencing everyone is the number 19. It's 2017, so you add 2 plus 0 plus 17. 19 is what's influencing people. The first number is the number 1. The last number is the number 9. After the number 9, there are no new numbers. So when you're operating under the number 19, it's a number that will bring into being extreme circumstances. Things are happening extreme because the 1 and the number 9 are extremes from each other. Do you understand what I mean? It's the number
exactly,
1, which is
exactly.
the first number, the number 9 is the last number.
The last.
So this is producing extremes. So we're having extreme weather. We're having extremist activities. Number 19 is also associated with xenophobia, or the fear of people. So we've had all this racism coming back to the fore, and we've had people who are demonstrating extremes in their hate and their disgust for people who are different than they are.
Yes.
And so it's xenophobia and extremism. This is what's producing what we've been seeing this year. The good news is this too shall pass. Next year is going to be the number 20. The number 2 stands for peace, and 0 is a symbol for God. So next year we will see the peacemakers of God starting to take over, and we're going to see things start to balance, start to be restored, and harmony and peace. People are going to see people working together and see a lot of turning points next year. So I know I had plans to talk about December, but we've moved on into 2018 already because it's been such an extremely. I want the listeners to know and people to know that there's going to be turning points. There's going to be reconstruction next year. We're going to be able to see new alternatives and a fresh approach. That's the good news. To answer your question, it's the number 19 that's producing extremes in weather, behavior, and xenophobia.
I understand. And this was actually a two-part question because I was still concerned about Trump, who is our president. And as I was saying to people, like, he fits right in for what's going on here now. What number is he functioning on? Since he is not here for months, he's going to be here for years. What number and vibrations does he function on? And what vibrations or what is possible to happen in the future because he is in the position that he is with the vibrations that he's under? I think that was pretty clear. Do you understand?
I was trying to figure out, you asked so many things at once. First you asked about Trump, then the conditions, what's going to happen in the future. So if you could just isolate your question and give it to me one at a time. You said it had a two-part.
Okay.
That was more like a six-part question.
Well, all I had to do with Trump,
that's
what I meant, and I'm sorry. It all had to It all has to do with Trump, so maybe I should just
say
Trump.
What is your question? What is your
question
about Trump?
The number that Trump is functioning under, what is that number?
We're all under the same vibration of the number 19.
Okay.
A universal vibration. That is a universal vibration that is affecting all of us.
Okay, I understand that, though. So particularly Trump, is there anything or any number that he is functioning on? Because the reason I ask is because he's so different.
Well, everyone has birth path. Everyone has birth path numbers, heart desire numbers, personal numbers as well. If you like to get a personal reading on Donald Trump, you can give me a call after the show, and I'll be glad to provide you with one.
Okay, thank you so much, and I hope my question wasn't too confusing, but like you see, a lot of questions in one. And
there is an answer to your question, but to give you a reading on what's happening with Donald Trump would take at least 15 to 20 pages.
Okay, all right.
It's not a one-word answer. It's not a one-word answer for what's going on in anybody's life.
Yes. Okay, I understand. Thank you so much, Dr. Light.
You are very welcome. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. Hello, Daryl.
Can you Can you hear me? I want to thank our listener from Ohio, our own Cosmic Beauty, as we refer to her, because she's a regular listener, and we appreciate her and all of those who tune in from Ohio, my homeland, and, of course, I know her very well. We have another listener from Tennessee. We have a Urian. You're on the air? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes. Did you have a question or a comment for Dr. Wright?
Yes, I have a question. In relationship to the number 19, can you give more insight in terms of vibratory physics and music as you're using as numerical change in order to create harmony, to create a rhythm pattern, and to create a sense of time, not necessarily mathematical time, but vibrational time? You know, like, how does this particular number or any number, like from 1 through 9, and then I'm talking from a musical perspective right now, 1 through 9 represents a quote unquote octave in Western culture perspective. How do you relate these perspectives as a system of a geometry meaning to what we're experiencing? Does that make sense, sir?
Well, if you're talking about a musical perspective, that would definitely not be in my line of work. I'm not a musical expert, so I'm really not sure how to address your question from a perspective which I have no expertise in.
Okay, then. I understand. So since it's all, so much of the numerical value, when you're talking about numbers, you're constantly talking about a state of vibration. That's why I'm putting the question in a musical sense, because it seems like everything is vibration based on music as such to a degree. And I don't mean music in a commercial sense. I mean music in a ordered sense of how we perceive information.
Well, yes, we are God's song. Everyone is God's song. Just as a musical composer, just as a composer uses letters for notes and numbers for timing, the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the song we play in the symphony of life.
Okay, then.
The number one will be a symbol for leadership. People who are operating under the number one are here to express leadership. And there are different octaves to the number one, the 10. The next octave will be 19. So this is the number one year that we're in. The 28, the 37, the 46. You just keep adding 9 to the number and you get another octave, but it's all the same, leadership. The 2 is a symbol for peace, harmony. That's what we'll be moving into in the year 2018. 3 stands for expression and youth. 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. 5 is a symbol for freedom. 6 symbolizes service, responsibility, teaching, counseling, healing, rescuing people. 7 is faith and wisdom. 8, dealing with the forces of money and power. And 9, selfless giving, the highest form of love.
Okay, I can see that, sir. I can see that in the
when
sense
is
of
your birthday.
Say that again,
when
sir.
When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
My birthday is December. My birthday is December 24th, 1942.
Okay, you're a 6. The number 24. 2 plus 4 is 6. So your gift is teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and you're a rescuer. You rescue people in need. Information about the number 6 is found in the Old Testament, is when God created people on the 6th day. So anything having to do with helping people is your forte. In the New Testament, Jesus turned 6 vats of water into wine. It was at a wedding, so family will be important to you. There was a feast going on, so you're probably a good cook and have a good appetite, but the main thrust of the wine making was to rescue or save the host. So you're here to rescue people, to pull them up off the edge of life, and to give them a second chance. The 24 is also, I refer to it as the family entrepreneur vibration. So you've also had opportunities to have a business and to employ your family. Ultimately, when we add your monthly and year, 12 and 24 is 36. Your year adds up to 40 to 16, 1942. 36 and 16 is 52, and 5 plus 2 is 7, and that is a number of the minister, faith and wisdom. So you're a thinker, an analyst, a perfectionist, a researcher, and something of an expert in your own right.
Okay. Have you been looking at me a lot, man? That's too accurate there.
That's the music. I'm just giving you the music that you came to express. I want you to follow through with your ideas. I need you to follow through. You had an idea that's been on the back burner. It's time to follow through with that. Okay? It's time to push through to accomplish that. And it's going to involve writing.
Okay. The number one that you mentioned is about leadership. That's like in the music sense, it would be the initial vibration, the tonic. Everything else began to correlate itself to that tonic, including the octave, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, and the eighth would be the tonic, and then it began to establish itself in other numerical order. That analogy is excellent. It's like a geometry of meaning as such, in a sense. That makes sense?
Yes, yes, it is.
Hmm. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Uriah from Tennessee, we thank you for that line of questioning. It sounds as though, as usual, Dr. Wright was on point in sharing a little bit about you. And we appreciate you acknowledging and confirming what you felt about his synopsis of your specific numerological energy. So, Dr. Wright, November sounds like a promising, very promising month with expression, the three and the zero coming together with the, you know, three, if from what you've said, you know, being that dominance, but with the zero behind it of God, and the three, of course, being expression and abundance, with the impetus of the love of God behind it, and that's for everyone that is accessible to that type of energy, Dr. Wright?
Well, that is the energy that's going to be affecting everyone in November. It's like if you go outside and it's raining, it's going to be, the water will fall on everyone. So in November, it's raining, the energy that is falling upon us will be symbolized by the number 30, which can bring great joy.
So just the consciousness of that, folks, being aware of that. Now, you may say, well, if it's raining, I'm going to be aware of that. This may be, in a sense, a little bit more subtle, because if you hadn't known this knowledge and information that Dr. Wright has shared with us, it's not something that you might see immediately. You may experience a good thing in the course of the month. But now understanding that, I believe it gives an opportunity to truly, you know, reap those benefits. If you know that it's going to be a warm day, well, then you may want to wear the short sleeves and maybe shorts if that's, you know, your fashion statement. You can be more prepared to utilize what's available. So
that's exactly right, Darrell. And because it's a vibration of harvest and celebration, work completed, When you know that, it encourages you to follow through, not to quit, to keep pushing, keep going, because that egg is about to hatch. So you don't want to stop now, as you're reaching a time when the universe is about to bring abundance. For hard, prolonged effort is going to be rewarded in November. It's no time to quit.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Because I know that we all are faced with challenges. I would say everyone on the planet, because I think that's the nature of humanity with where we are now until we transcend to what I believe is a heaven, should those of us who I'm referring to go there. But right now on this plane, where, as Dr. Wright's been saying, you have the light and the darkness and that dichotomy is going to be there. So we've all, with that said, gone through something, are going through something, and will go through something. With this energy that we have to underscore what Dr. Wright is saying, let's keep going. And I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about us. Let's keep going, because I've had my challenges, surely. And I'm encouraged by that. Say, okay, it was a song, Happiness is Just Around the Bend. So that is really encouraging, I'm telling you. Hey, what's the outlook for Thanksgiving this year, that week? I believe it comes a little early, the 23rd, I believe. What's the outlook for that week for folks? 11/20, I think it's 23. Let me get my calendar out. Yeah. What's the holiday say about our Thanksgiving that's coming up? Oh, it's not the 23rd. My mistake. It's the 25th. Nope, it is. It's the 23rd. I was correct. I was looking at October. So, in this wonderful month of abundance and harmony, how is Thanksgiving looking for us, Dr. Wright?
Well, is it the 23rd?
It's the 23rd.
Okay. Well, when we're looking to determine the energy of a particular day, we simply add that day to the month. So November is the 30. We're going to add 23 to that, which is 53, and 5 plus 3 is 8. So Thanksgiving would be a number 8 day.
You said November is a 30?
That is correct.
Why
the year is a 19. We just got finished talking about all that love and joy. That's the number 30. That's the number 30.
Okay, so back to the whole, the what you were just saying about 3 and 0. Okay, so gotcha. Excuse me, I'm regressing. November's a 30. I'm with you. Continue.
So once we know what the month is, all we do is add each day to that month. You with me? It's a 30 month, so the first would be a 31. The second is a 32. The third is a 33. You with me?
Yep, I got you. So we're looking
at... Okay, because November, we're starting with the number 30 for November. We start with 30, so you just add whatever day it is. In this case, Thanksgiving is the 23rd, so 30 and 23 would be 53. This is a number that can bring sudden events into our experience that will require courage. Under the 53, someone or something jumps into or out of our life. It's a very intense vibration. It's a vibration where we should keep our emotions under the command of reason and act justly. Challenging situations can arise suddenly on a number 53 day, and we will need strength, courage, and perseverance to handle them. So the potential is there for problems that can come up to test our ability to judge fairly without being stern. Situations can arise on the 53 day that will test our ability to keep our emotions under the command of reason. And usually under the 53, it's a paper tiger, problems or troubles come and then they go. It's only a test. It's only a test. So given that perspective, given that backdrop, this a great day. If you're having dinner with the family, it's a great day to make sure you are curbing your emotions, that you are not allowing your emotions to get out of control, that you are not being judgmental under this vibration. It's also a great day for anyone who is interested in furthering business activities. A great day for having business dinners. Coming together type of energy, the number eight, which always refers to enterprise, buying, selling, things of that nature. So there could be some wonderful business ventures that are given birth around the Thanksgiving table. There may be some budding entrepreneurs, family members coming together to work together in entrepreneurial activities. But there also could be an argument over who's going to get the last turkey leg.
So yeah.
That's what you have to watch out for under the number 53.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure we've many of us have experienced that over the years. So we'll be on the lookout for that one. And that's good advice, actually, because, you know, as much as I found that humorous, but it's true. You know, Thanksgiving dinners, I can recall a couple where things have gotten a little heated. You know, when you bring family together, you're bringing different personalities sometimes together. So, folks, let's be on the lookout for that. It's a paper tiger. Don't give it too much credit. Don't, as we say, don't take ourselves too seriously, is what I think I'm hearing Dr. Wright say.
Exactly.
Of love and joy within a month of peace and harmony. So let's put it in perspective. It's one day, folks, and I hope I can take that medicine myself, because I may be the one, you know, in that circumstance. I'll really try to be conscious of what you've shared with us. That's very appreciated. But that, of course, that's not to say that, you know, this is going to be one of those bad days. It's just that we need to be aware of that, the potential for that. Correct, Dr. Wright?
That is correct. The duality always exists, and we get to choose. We get to choose to walk in the light or in the darkness.
Okay. Well, we are approaching the top of the hour, and it's flown, I'm telling you, as it always does when you're on with us, Dr. Wright. Any glimpse for us, just a little 100,000-foot glimpse for December? Don't get into too much detail. I want to leave some carrot out there for us for next month, for December.
Well, December, we're going to see the escalation of what's been going on in the government in terms of prosecutions around the election, the involvement of Russia in our election. We're going to have some more indictments coming out, and they, as I like to say, Mueller just picked up the fruit that was on the ground. From that fruit, he's going to be going for a ladder in December and going for some fruit that's a little higher up on the tree.
Oh, okay. That's a carrot. That's a carrot. So leave that alone right there and see how this thing transpires as we go into December and hopefully delve into a little bit more detail. Dr. Wright, we really appreciate you. I mean that sincerely. And, you know, hopefully you and I, because we haven't talked in a while offline, but if we don't, and I hope we can, because it's been too long, wishing you and yours a peaceful, happy, enjoyable, you know, holiday towards the middle end of the month, and wishing nothing but good for you and yours, Dr. Wright.
General, thank you so much. I'd like to echo the same sentiment for you and your family, and also to the listeners who have more involved questions, more than we could deal with in this particular format. You can get in touch with me by contacting my website at www.craigewright.com. Also, I'd like to put out the fact that I'm doing complimentary readings for youth, for young people. Anyone under the age of 21, I'd be glad to do a complimentary introductory reading of 15 pages for them. So I just want to put that out there. Daryl, it's always a pleasure. Thank you again for this opportunity to share.
All right. Thank you so much. So, listeners, we, as I promised, we had a treat. We had a treat this evening with Dr. Craig Wright, who has exited. So I want to thank all of you for tuning in this week and look forward to next week. We're going to have a special program as we get, you know, approach, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm looking forward to some special programming, and you'll be getting that. If you're not on my mail list, do send me an email to Daryl, DARRYL_CLA18@msn.com so I can get you on the mail list, because we're doing some advanced programming from this point on, and you'll actually be getting a notice a few weeks in advance. We're going to continue the music. I've had a lot of callers inquiring about the music panel that we've had the last couple of weeks. We will be continuing that. We're going to have some additional special guest musicians and musical aficionados that are going to be really delving into that subject matter because music plays such an important role in our society. So do stay tuned in for that. Again, send me an email, and I'll be sure to add you to the mail list, because I always send out in advance a notice of who our upcoming guest is going to be. That's Daryl, DARRYL_CLA18@msn.com. Also, remember tomorrow, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who was our first guest this evening, is doing a worldwide meditation. Worldwide meditation. And to join in on that, you'll simply go to your computer to Pranic, P-R-A-N-I-C, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, Pranic Healing USA.com. You go to that website, and then there'll be a icon that you'll click on that will put you into the live stream. You'll actually get a video stream of Dr. Mendoza as he gives guided meditation. And he's going to, as he said, elaborate somewhat on the astrological sign of Scorpio, full moon meditation. Over the many years, I've learned a lot just through the monthly meditations, not to mention having, you know, actually been in his presence to learn a lot about meditation from Dr. Mendoza. He does do retreats from time to time. I encourage you to go to that website and get more information. So that's a treat. Also, Dr. Mendoza will be returning next month. We're going to be looking into more in-depth into his new book, Better Person Mindset. With regard to Dr. Craig Wright, in case some of you thought you misunderstood, let me clarify. Yes, he did say he is doing a free reading, 15 pages for anyone 21 years or younger. Believe me, I've utilized it. It is the real deal. It's something he's doing from his heart. And I feel comfortable saying, for those of you who would take advantage of it, for loved ones, for children or grandchildren or nieces or nephews and the like, or neighbors' children, it is something that will truly give an insight to an individual, even to just get an idea of some of the strengths that a youth has, and for them to understand that or affirm that if they ever thought that they may have a certain strength. It's a good thing. So please utilize that. You can believe me, it's helpful. And to get to Dr. Wright, you'll just, you can send me an email, of course. I'll certainly share that address with you. But Dr. Wright is at www.craigewright.com. It's Craig E, C-R-A-I-G, letter E, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. And you'll be able to get, you know, get that information. And, of course, for anyone that wants an advanced reading for themselves who are over the age of 21, you can reach out to him. There's a reach number there. And if you mention that you heard him on my radio show, I'm sure he would be willing to work with you in terms of being very reasonable in helping you to get additional information in terms of a full reading. And that's very, very helpful as well. I've utilized that service myself. So with that said, I'm still on my NFL boycott. You know, this is not about talking heads on Progressive News Weekly. We're about action and making a difference. Truth to power. News for you, by you, and of you. To be involved, to be encouraged, to be empowered, and to make a difference. So I'm not tuning in as much as I really enjoy the sport of football, to pro football. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think I may have watched the scores because I do a lot of, you know, not a lot, but a significant amount of ESPN on the weekends. I'll catch my scores and see what's happening because I do enjoy sports. I've played them all my life. But we need to take a stand. As Colin Kaepernick took a knee, we need to take a stand, folks, because remember what this was really all about. This was about children being shot down, individuals being choked in chokeholds, being murdered in the back of paddy wagons, women being killed in jails in the South. This was about abuse. And shame on all those professional athletes who were cowardice to not stand up. And I would love to have someone call in and have the discussion. Call it a debate if you want. I'd love that conversation. So my take on it is, you know, these are millionaires, folks. Millionaires. If they do what they could with the money, with a year's salary, with many of them, they really wouldn't have to work again. If they invested properly, and I know this, not bragging, I have a degree in economics. I know if someone gave you $1 million and you did right with it, you really wouldn't have to rely on anyone again. If it was just to start a productive business instead of buying 5 Ferraris. So I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for these guys who just don't get it. And some of them, you know what they say, you can take a person out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. They're just plain ignorant. Ignorant. I'm going to stop now before I, you know, extend my program too long talking about individuals who, from my perspective, deserve to be talked about. But, yeah, they do have a responsibility. I don't believe in that Barkley, whatever his bumpkin last name is, the sports commentator. He made a statement after he spit in the guy's face, for those of you who remember and are into sports, and tried to say, well, as an athlete, I don't have a social responsibility. Bull, yes, you do, especially as an African-American, when we are so much more even now than ever before at the bottom of the totem pole. Forget what you see on the BET Awards, where you have a few thousand people who are sharp to the nines and are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Those are the exception. So I'll get off the soapbox and just say, you know, give it a little bit of break. You want to send a message to Jerry Jones and those guys who have made statements about those athletes basically being – cattle. I mean, some of the statements, if you Google this, you really would be infuriated at what some of the owners are saying about their athletes. So money talks and BS walks. So with that said, that would be my push for now. We'll be getting in, as we get closer to Thanksgiving, more into some of the health aspects as we move into what I call sugar season. We have to be very careful in the amount of sugar intake. There was no such thing as juvenile diabetes 40 years ago. But now, with everything being laced with sugar, we have a near epidemic on our hands of diabetes. So let's be very careful as we move into sugar season, and we'll be talking more about that beginning next week. So with that said, I thank you all for tuning in. If you're in the archives, thank you for taking the time out to tune in. And I want you to take some time out, as I like to say every week, to tell someone whom you love that you love them, because you don't know what tomorrow holds for either you or them or both. And just know that I do love you for tuning in, for being who you are, for being truth seekers and not just talking the talk, walking the walk. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, won't you? There is strength in numbers. We can make a difference. And I will make that commitment to continue bringing you news and information not typically heard on mainstream media, but news that makes a difference in the lives of those around us. So, until next week, keep your head up. Peace and blessings.